This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Neil Lapping. He's the founder and CEO of Max Adventure. And Neil, tell me a little bit about the challenges you have, because I have challenges taking my groups to Florence. I mean, we get to the point where there's just no more hotels that will take a group within our budget range, you know, and just flat out, that's the limit in Florence. What are your challenges these days in booking accommodations? Because I would assume there's six or eight of your most popular itineraries where you're maxed out on accommodations. Give me a little behind the scenes, a little candid look at the challenges for anybody trying to organize this for the Tour de Mont Blanc or the Cotswold Way or something like this.
It's definitely got much more difficult over the last few years. You know, I've been doing this for 22 years now, and it really didn't used to be much of a problem. But, you know, as all of us value things like hiking, the outdoors, travel more, there are more people on the trail. But the infrastructure hasn't really caught up. So there's no new hotel, new hut. So we're finding people are booking a lot earlier, you know, really getting ahead of it. Also sometimes using the shoulder seasons or being creative. You know, often the places we use, we might have worked with them for 20 years. They're not on the big booking websites. They you can't find them. They'll just work with people they know. So it's kind of in some ways a secret sauce. And sometimes it's working around. If this place doesn't work, we can change the itinerary a bit and, you know, go to the next place. And
I noticed on my last itinerary, I had more transfers that you arranged and also more public buses that took me from the trailhead a few miles away to a town where you didn't walk up to the place like you may have in previous years. And I would imagine that was in part to find accommodations.
100%. I think you did the parts of the Altavia 1 and the Dolomites, Rick. And yeah. I think the pinch points there, the problem we have is pinch points. You know, you'll have one place with five hotels, no problem. You'll have another place with a refuge with 40 beds. And when it's full, it's full. And that makes it really difficult to operate the trip. So what we're doing is building the trips so they've just got a bit more capacity.
I would think when you're doing something high up in the Alps and you want the best possible route, you will opt for the mountain huts, which is Matratzenlagers. It's people sleeping together like in a hostel. Whereas if you're doing something through the Cotswolds or something along the southwest coast of England, you've got more options for comfortable guest houses and hotels.
100%. And that's the beauty of it. There's so much variety. You know, whether you're walking in the Cotswolds, the Alps, in Tuscany or Provence, it's really about what works for you. If you love lovely country house hotels, the Cotswolds is amazing. If you love being high up in the Alps and the mountains and, you know, sitting on a big communal table having a basic dinner, and you're happy to rough it a bit, then the high Alps is fantastic.
But that's my point, is up. If you take an alpine tour, if you're not willing to have no menu and just eat whatever's cooking to the whole group out of a hostel that's at 8,000 feet, then you're going to compromise your route a little bit, but you won't compromise your route if you want that level of comfort on sea level walks.
Although we've got really clever about it, you know, the beauty about the Alps is it's so well developed that we'll do things like
I took the comfort tour.
Yeah. You'll have an amazing day's hiking and you might take a cable car down to the valley and stay in a lovely hotel for the evening.
There you go.
Take a cable car back up. And I think that's the creative problem solving of putting these trips together.
I love that.
The really fun, how do you create the story of the combination of the hotel, the hiking, the food, the place to stop for coffee. It's like almost a bit of a creative endeavor.
It's a fun puzzle. It's a fun puzzle. And I feel like I'm almost cheating when I have a company organizing it for me. And you still have your independence. Hey, a lot of people are confused by this, what I call a Sherpa service. Give us an idea how that works, because sometimes you're walking as the crow flies, you know, 4 or 5 miles over the ridge and into the next valley to your hotel. It's an all-day hike. And then the taxi or the minibus or whatever can take your bag there in 20 minutes. Or sometimes they have to drive all the way around the mountains, and it's a 4-hour drive, I would imagine. And you've got, it's like a big distribution network where you've got 30 hotels and 200 travelers, and you've got all the bags have got to get to the right place. That's a big business, these companies that do this Sherpa service, just not taking people. I suppose they could take a wounded or a tired tourist if they really had to, but they're taking the bags. How does that work?
It sometimes seems like a small miracle, the team that do it, and then it all works, and it works every day, and it turns up. So for most of us, you know, once we get past our 20s, we don't want to be carrying a heavy backpack. We want to get to the end of the day, you want a clean set of clothing. If you're wet, you want a dry pair of shoes. And essentially what we do is we work with either companies who specialize, or we'll work with networks of local taxi drivers, or sometimes just private individuals. So how it works, in the morning, you'll leave your bag down in hotel reception, it'll be labeled up, and one of our little luggage fairies will come through during the morning, pick it up. They know it's going to your next hotel. And as you say, sometimes it's easy and it's a 20-minute drive. And sometimes it literally is, you know, down through, you know, two countries and over a pass. And when you arrive at the end of the day, your bag's there. If the hotelier is super nice, he's taking it to your room. Sometimes if he's a bit, you know, bit more grumpy, it's sitting in reception.
I like it when it's in my room, it's all set to go.